Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Navanita Adhikari with the World News. The headlines. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says Prime Minister Narendra Modi's five-nation visit guarantees advantages for every segment of the society, asserts world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. New Delhi calls for united global efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terror. Center issues health advisory for passengers arriving from or transiting through Ebola-affected countries. India-Africa Forum Summit postponed. And Amnesty International accuses Pakistan of escalating repression against Ahmadiyya community. Union Commerce and Industry Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal today said that the world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's five-nation visit, Mr. Goyal said that the visit guarantees advantages for every segment of the society. He said that the Prime Minister's visit reflects that India stands strongly on the global stage. He said 57 significant agreements were signed, including the commitment of UAE to invest $75 to $100 billion in India during the tour. He also hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that due to the negative politics of Mr. Gandhi, people are rejecting the Congress in elections. India has called for united global efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terror. Addressing the 11th annual BRICS Counter-Terrorism Working Group meeting in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary West C.B. George stressed the need to hold accountable those sheltering and supporting terrorism. He called for zero tolerance against terrorism and stronger international cooperation to tackle terror financing, radicalization and misuse of emerging technologies by terrorist groups. He also urged making the BRICS anti-terror mechanism more resilient, inclusive and outcome-oriented. The Directorate General of Health Services has issued an advisory regarding Ebola disease for passengers arriving from or transiting through affected countries. According to the advisory, travelers who have visited high-risk countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan are experiencing symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle pain, unexplained bleeding and vomiting, sore throat, have been urged to seek immediate medical attention. A report.
Government has said that passengers who have had direct contact with blood or body fluids of a suspected or confirmed Ebola patient must report immediately to the airport health officer or health desk before immigration clearance. The authorities have further stated that any traveler developing such symptoms within 21 days of arrival should promptly seek medical care and inform healthcare authorities about their travel history. Passengers have been advised to cooperate with health screening and public health measures to ensure safety and compliance with international health regulations. With Dipen Anupamish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 4th India-Africa Forum Summit, which was scheduled to held from 28th to 31st May in New Delhi, has been postponed in view of the evolving health situation in parts of Africa. The European Parliament's Conference of Presidents has expressed full solidarity with Latvia, Estonia and Lithuania firmly. It also rejected what it described as Russia's allegations that the Baltic states were preparing hostile actions against Moscow. This comes after TASS, a Russian news agency, had reported, quoting Press Bureau of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, SVR, that Kyiv had convinced Latvia to use its territory to carry out a drone operation against Russia. In a social media post, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described it as a threat and said Europe would respond with unity and strength. President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulides today visited the National Stock Exchange in Mumbai and participated in the traditional bell-ringing ceremony. Delivering the keynote address at a program here, he reiterated that Cyprus serves as the natural gateway between India, Europe and the wider Eastern Mediterranean and the Middle East, combining political and economic stability with ambition, innovation, and a future-focused outlook. He asserted that Cyprus is keen to encourage greater two-way investment and deepen business investment and financial links with India, especially in sectors such as technology, shipping, energy, and financial services. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Amnesty International has accused Pakistani authorities of enabling structural and persistent discrimination against the Ahmadiyya community and warning of escalating repression. In an open letter to Pakistan's Punjab Provisional Government, the organization said Ahmadis in Pakistan continue to face harassment, unlawful restrictions on worship, arbitrary arrest, violence and administrative discrimination, particularly during major Islamic festivals. Amnesty urged the provincial government to take immediate and preventive measures to protect the community's fundamental rights, including freedom of religion, peaceful assembly and equality before the law. India has called out Pakistan's long-tainted record of genocidal at the United Nations Security Council. Speaking at the annual UNSC open debate on protection of civilians in armed conflict yesterday, India's permanent representative to the UN ambassador, Harish Parvathinai, said that Pakistan's inhuman conduct reflects its attempt over decades to externalize internal failures through act of violence within and beyond its border. He further said it is ironic that Pakistan, with its long-tainted record of genocidal acts, has chosen to refer to issues that are strictly internal to India.
It is ironic that Pakistan, with its long-tainted record of genocidal acts, has chosen to refer to issues that are strictly internal to India. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan has reported that in the first 3 months of 2026, 750 civilian deaths and injuries were documented in Afghanistan as a result of cross-border armed violence perpetrated by Pakistani military forces, most of which occurred due to airstrikes. It is hypocritical to espouse high principles of international law while targeting innocent civilians in the dark.
In Pakistan, two miners were killed and another injured in two separate coal mine incidents in Shangla district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province today. The first incident occurred at the Akhorwal coal mines, while the second incident took place in Chaparmashti area. Rescue teams, fellow miners and local residents recovered the trapped workers. Three Indians were among 274 climbers who successfully summited Mount Everest from Nepal's side, setting a new record for the highest number of ascents ever recorded in a day. The three Indian mountaineers who were part of the team that made a world record are Tulsi Reddy Palanpuri, Sandeep Are and Ajay Pal Singh Dhaliwal. In the Malaysia Masters Super Badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals after a 21-13-21-16 win over Malaysia's Goh Jin Wei in the pre-quarterfinals in Kuala Lumpur today. She will next face 8th seed Line Hoymark Kasper of Denmark, who defeated India's Malvika Bansor 21-16-8-21-15-21. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 230 runs for Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. In reply, Chennai Super Kings were 78 for 5 in 8.1 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 229 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says Prime Minister Narendra Modi's five-nation visit guarantees advantages for every segment of society, asserts world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. New Delhi calls for united global efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terror. Center issues health advisory for passengers arriving from or transiting through Ebola-affected countries. India-Africa Forum summit postponed. And Amnesty International accuses Pakistan of escalating repression against Ahmadiyya community. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.